91X News.
It's 11 degrees and the sun is shining at 3 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Police in Ottawa say a 73-year-old man is facing six new charges of child sexual assault. They say Donald Greenham of Addison, Ontario, was charged today in relation to multiple incidents that allegedly occurred between 1972 and 1975. Investigators say the alleged incidents happened when Greenham was a guidance counselor and coach with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. They say victims were between 13 and 14 years old at the time. Greenham was already facing 48 charges laid earlier this year relating to alleged assaults between 1971 and 1981. His next court appearance is November 22nd. Hamilton police say their investigation into the alleged sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl led to a new discovery found today of a child pornography ring that offered the girl's services on Craigslist. Police say the girl was alleged to have been abused by her mother's boyfriend, and a 34-year-old man has been charged with 40 offenses, including sexual assault and making and distributing child pornography. They say their investigation led to a total of 9 arrests, including the child's mother and the seizure of over 100 computers and electronics as part of Project Lynx. They also say their investigation uncovered information that led to concerns about the safety of other children, including the Hamilton girl's older sister. In political news, the Progressive Conservative leader Patrick Brown is expecting a split decision for his party in 2 provincial by-elections today, but both could be historic. 19-year-old Sam Osterhoff is expected to retain the riding of Niagara West Glanbrook, left vacant by the resignation of former PC leader Tim Hudak. If this happens, he would become the youngest MPP in Ontario history. Brown suggests it's unlikely his party will win the Liberal stronghold of Ottawa Vanier, even though PC candidate Andre Martin, the former ombudsman, is trying to capitalize on anger over rising electricity rates. But he says if the Tories come within a 10 percentage points of the Liberals in the popular vote, it will be historic and show that the government is losing confidence across the province. And across the country, Newfoundland and Labrador has introduced a bill that would require protesters at abortion clinics to keep at least 50 meters away from the building. As well, they will have to stay at least 160 meters from the homes of abortion service providers. The bill, tabled today in the legislature, would also make it illegal to photograph people with those exclusion zones. Justice Minister Andrew Parsons says the bill is a good balance.
The intent of the legislation is to balance the rights of some to protest or express dissent with the rights of others to secure, private, and respectful access to legal health services.
A similar law was upheld by the courts in British Columbia. The Newfoundland government says its bills is based on the BC legislation. And if you want to walk the line like Johnny Cash did, you can come close enough by walking in his very own footprints in his Tennessee home. The famous lakeside property where Johnny and June Carter Cash spent much of their 35-year marriage has been listed for sale. According to a news release today, the owner, James Gresham, is selling the 4-acre property in Hendersonville, about 20 miles northeast of Nashville, with the hopes that the new owner would preserve the Cash legacy and that it will go to a huge fan. He has not yet specified a listing price. Reportedly, Kris Kristofferson landed a helicopter there trying to pitch a song to Cash, and scenes from Cash's music video, Hurt, were also filmed there. The property ranks high in country music legends. That's 91X at 3:02. In sports news, for Lancers this week, Nate O'Gorman of the Loyalist Lancers was named the 2016 OCAA East Division Men's Rugby Rookie of the Year. O'Gorman of Stirling booted 7 converts in 6 matches for Loyalists this season. 2 of O'Gorman's Loyalist teammates, Lancers captain Drake Bartholomew and Brennan Spencer, were named to the OCAA All-Star team this week as well. Both Ontario NHL teams are on home ice tonight. Ottawa welcomes Nashville, and Toronto welcomes Florida. Vancouver will entertain Arizona, and Edmonton visits Los Angeles. There are 10 games in total. Canada's own Milos Raonic can advance to the semifinals with a victory over Austria's Dominic Thiem at the ATP Finals in London today. Novak Djokovic closed out group play with a 6-1, 6-2 win over David Goffin this morning. The New Orleans Saints are in Carolina tonight, taking on the Panthers to kick off week 11 of the NFL schedule. Saints quarterback Drew Brees pounded the Panthers' secondary on October 16th, throwing 465 yards and 4 touchdowns in a 41-38 win in New Orleans. In a St. Petersburg stadium, which will host 2018 World Cup semifinal, has been accused of breaking Russian rules on air quality. The construction site for the 69,000-seat arena in the city had levels of formaldehyde and ammonia in the air above allowed levels when measured in October, according to a report from the St. Petersburg State Health Inspection Agency today. The American League Cy Young Award came with some controversy this year, and it involves actress and model Kate Upton.
Detroit Tigers pitcher Justin Verlander picked up 14 first-place votes from the Baseball Writers Association of America. Rick Porcello of the Red Sox grabbed 8. But because Verlander was left off of the ballot by 2 sports writers, Porcello won the AL Cy Young Award. Verlander's fiance, actress Kate Upton, hit to Twitter saying, "Hey, MLB, I thought I was the only one allowed to." Expletive Justin Verlander. What 2 writers didn't have him on the ballot. Verlander a little more subtle in his response tweet, thanking the writers who voted for him. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight, a few clouds and fog patches developing overnight, a low of +4. Tomorrow, another sunny day with fog patches disappearing in the morning, a high of 15 for the day. At 3:05, it's 11 degrees right now. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. News on 91X is next at 4:00.